Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Love Journey. Wow. They call it the prayer line. I call it more than a prayer line, it's the love experience. An experience like no other. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and I am the transformation of my soul. I am an author of Born to Be. I am that I am. A vision board to myself. And I'm really today. How God is doing, what God is doing. Good morning, family. I'm just excited to speak to my heart. Thank God. Johnny McCluskey, right here on the Love Journey. someone, you turned in to the love journey. Yes, this is the love journey. They call it a prayer line, but I'll call it more than a prayer line. I'll call it an experience, a love experience. Welcome to your love experience. Today is August 9th, 2016. Wow. I'm just so grateful listening to the birds chirp. Thank you, God. Yes, we're going to get ready and tune with the end. Becoming one with the one as we be still and know that I am God. We're going to get tuned in to the presence of the one. Recognizing that God is everywhere present. Knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And that the I am presence is always right there as it's all around us. So as we become present with the inner presence, I want you to center your mind so you can breathe. I want you to center your thoughts on the very breath of life. Taking in a deep, deep, deep breath. Breathing in into the diaphragm. Breathing into the heart. Taking in a deep, deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and then release through the mouth. Family, sometimes we forget to breathe. Breathe, family, and be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still. And know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Divine Mother, Father, God, precious and Holy Spirit, infinite. Holy wisdom. Holy Spirit. Yahweh. Yeshua. Come, Holy Spirit. As I call and invoke and invite the presence of my mighty I Am God consciousness, come, Holy Spirit. As I ask that every word of my mouth come, Holy Spirit. And every meditation of my heart, come, Holy Spirit, will be so acceptable in thy sight. I ask you to come, Holy Spirit. Come in the name, nature, and consciousness of Christ. Come, Holy Spirit. I ask that you remove every human created thought. Come, Holy Spirit. Every human created ego, every human created ego, yes. And that you remove all of myself, that I may come empty in this space and be filled by my presence of my I Am, that I Am God consciousness, that I may speak from the transcending power, that I may speak from my higher mind self, that I may speak the words that will speak to your people today, God. Oh, come and take over as I surrender myself to the presence of my mighty I Am consciousness. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Christ consciousness. Speak to our hearts, O Lord, that our thoughts will be your thoughts. Come, Holy Spirit, that our hearts may be your heart in this right now moment, that you will possess our heart and give us a clean heart today. Renew the right spirit in us, God. Oh, that we may be transformed today, God. Speak to our heart. God, I ask that every word of our mouth will be your word, that our words will be your words, Holy Spirit. That we will only speak the melodic sounds of you, Holy Spirit. That they will only come from the mighty I Am, that I Am higher consciousness, God. That we will speak the words of the love vibration that you so eloquently placed in our mouth. May we only hear the melodic sounds of you as you bring a fresh anointing upon this call. As you bring fresh revelation and new wineskins. Come, Holy Spirit, and rain down your love upon us this morning, God. Come and rain down your love upon us on this two-turned-up Tuesday, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and bring a fresh anointing right now, God. I'm asking for a fresh revelation of our life, God. Fresh Holy Spirit blessings upon our life. I'm asking for supernatural, holy, all those Holy Spirit kind of blessings. Supernatural kind of favor over our life. Come, Holy Spirit. That we may feel the presence of you in this call, in this right now moment, God. Divine Mother, Father, God, I come here right now calling forth a legion of angels to bring forth a healing for those who may need a physical healing. Come, Holy Spirit, and remove everything that is no longer serving a higher purpose, God. I'm asking you to come and bring and release any pain, God. Come, Holy Spirit. Any organ that is not operating in its wholeness, God, that you will return it back to its original state of whole, perfect, and complete, God. Oh, I'm calling forth in the DNA, God, anything that needs to be cleansed and renewed, to be renewed and cleansed right now, Holy Spirit. I'm asking for your cleansing in our DNA, God. I'm asking to remove old data and information and things that are no longer serving a purpose in our bodies, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I give thanks in this right now moment for a renewed presence of our DNA, God. That in this right now moment, God, we are cleansed in our minds, our hearts, and every cell is cleansed. So it returns to the memory of its original state of wholeness, complete, and perfection, God. Oh, I'm asking you as we speak to every cell in our body, God, that we speak to the cell that it will give in perfect alignment right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm calling forth a blessing of great, profuse finances, God. I'm asking for more than enough kind of finances, God. Abundantly more than we can ever think, ask, or imagine, God. I'm asking for profuse winds of abundance, God. Oh, as we operate in the prosperity consciousness of Christ, in this right now moment, I call forth a blessing and a healing over our finances right now, God, that not only will we attract our wealth, but we can attract the wisdom and the discernment to plant our seeds of wealth so that they may grow and be mighty in the land, Holy Spirit, that we may take over this kingdom in a way on earth that will be a blessing to those by building community centers, by building things that will change the climate and the culture of our communities, that we can assist our educational systems by providing computers in every room that need a computer, God, that the educational system with our wealth can be blessed with new books, God. with books that every child could have, God. Oh, God, I'm calling forth a wealth summit, God, a wealth like no other upon our community, but those who are willing to give to the community to build our community, God, those kind of thought leaders that are looking to build and be a blessing, and so they can be a blessing to themselves, their family, and their community, Holy Spirit, I'm calling forth that kind of wealth and that kind of thought leaders that can build and bring back into our community exactly what will elevate our consciousness and our community's consciousness, God. I'm calling forth the wealth in like no other today, God. I'm calling forth a healing right now, God, in our community for the wealth, God, that wealth will come in this right now moment, God, that not only will we know how to be wealthy, but how to share and plant and create a legacy for those who will come after us in this right now moment, God, that our children's children will be blessed from our wealth in a financial way, as well as the spiritual and emotional and spirit and physical way, God. I'm calling it forth today. I'm speaking it today. You said in your words, the prayers of the righteous availeth much, God. I call forth the prayers of the righteousness right now, God, that our prayers will be so blessed, Holy Spirit, that they will even bless those who will come when we're not here any longer, God. I'm calling forth our life to be that kind of legacy, that even well off the day that we have left the planet, we will be well known, God, for the things that we changed in our climate and culture, that they will come to know us in ways that only you can open and bring influence to our name, God. That the world will come to know each and one of us for the gifts that we have to share with the world, God. I'm calling forth that dream that you placed inside of heart today. I'm calling forth that consciousness of the greatness that you placed inside of this body temple, God. I'm calling forth the greatness today. I'm calling forth the call that you qualified each and every one of us for. You said, I don't call to qualify. I qualified the call today, God, and I'm so grateful that you qualified my call and qualified all of those that are under the sound of my voice this morning, God. I'm calling for a very blessed day for those who are here right now, God. I'm calling for this day to be sealed with ease, elegance, and grace, God, that you will have your legion of angels to go before us today to create a mighty path of ease, elegance, and grace, God. I'm calling forth. Somebody called and said, look, Jeannie, I'm behind so many years on my rent, and I'm so blessed, but I need and desire to pay my rent, God. I call forth a blessing today for that particular person, that they will be blessed by your measures today, that you already blessed them in so many ways, God, but that they can pay the landlord, God. God, I'm asking for a blessing that will blow their mind today, God. I'm calling forth for an Ephesians 3:20 kind of blessing that only you can do, God. Oh, I'm calling it forth in this right now moment as we speak from the power within that is called within us to speak to those mountains today, God, and I speak to the mountains for that person today, God. I speak in intercessory for them today that, God, you are the God of finances, and you are the God of wealth, and you said in your word it is he that gives thee the power to give wealth, God. Oh, I'm calling forth your blessings upon this particular person, God. Oh, you said in your word it is he that gives richly all things, God. You even said in your word, you will answer even before I called. Well, God, I'm calling forth an answer for you right now to bless this particular person, that they will be able to pay the landlord more than they could ever think, ask, and imagine, that they could pay whatever they have not paid, God, in years because they have been so blessed, God. And we thank you for the blessing of keeping them sheltered, God, and keeping them in the palm of your hands, God. But, God, I'm asking you to come, God, and let them be even more blessed with the opportunity to pay what they owe, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let them pay what they owe, God. Let them give the person who desires to be paid, pay, God. And whatever healing needs to be taking place between the landlord and that person because they came to the planet to be in this space, let the lesson be blessed right now, God, and let it be learned right now, God, so that each and every person could get what is owed to them in this right now moment, God. And God, I guess, and then really think of it all. We never really owe anybody. It is already done. So I give thank you for the victory of this person's experience right now. I give thanks for their experience to pay all that they have been ordained to give to the people that they have been ordained to be in this financial relationship with God. And I'm asking you to come and bless the finances, God. I'm asking you to come and keep doing what you do in the way that only you can do it on this two turn up Tuesday, God. I'm calling forth a profuse winds of abundance over each and every person's life right now, God. I'm calling forth the prosperity in ways that only you can bring, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm calling it forth right now, God. As we raise and elevate our consciousness in this right now moment, God, I call forth a financial blessing over each and every person, God. In the mighty consciousness of Jesus, I say amen, and so it is, and so it is. Amen. Ooh. And I just send love and light to that particular person who called me this morning, just wanting to be in the right space and their finances to release themselves from the experience with the landlord in this right now moment, God. I just continue to send love and light, knowing that your ways are not our ways, Holy Spirit, but knowing that it is already done. In the knowing that victory shall be theirs today, I send love and light over this particular situation, over this whole experience, that a healing shall take place, Holy Spirit, that this transforming experience will teach whatever lessons that need to be learned, God, in this experience. And we count it joy, because we can count it all joy, knowing that it is done right now, Holy Spirit. And I give thanks for the victory for this person experience. Yes, Lord. Good morning, God. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning to the birds that are chirping. Good morning, birds. Good morning to all the birds, the bees, the flowers, the trees, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds. Good morning to all of the energy in the universe, the land, the soil, the flowers, the trees, just the grass, the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, and the ethers. Good morning, universe. Ooh, good morning to our most beneficent angelic family. Good morning, angels, as we invite and invoke a legion of angels. Come, angels, and sit at the table of the love journey as we command our day to be filled with prosperity, love, ease, elegance, and grace. Come, angels. Good morning, archangels, as we invite and invoke the presence of the archangels. Come, angels, come, archangels, sit at the table of success of the love journey. Oh, and good morning, good morning, good morning to my ascended masters. Good morning, ascended masters, as we invite and invoke your presence. Good morning, master guides and spirit guides. We invite and invoke your presence into this call. Come. And like always, we stop and pay physical homage to those who have walked the planet before us, as we give homage to our ancestors this morning, as we give homage to those who walked this journey before us. Miss Anastasia McAdoo, good morning. And as we invite the ancestors into this call, we send light and love and honor with a heart of gratitude. Thank you, ancestors. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning to my brothers and sisters. Peace, peace, peace to the Love Journey family. Love, love, love to the gods and goddesses and the millionaires and the billionaires on this line. Good morning, kings and queens. This is the Love Journey. They call it a prayer line, but I call it more than a prayer line. I call it an experience, a love experience. And this morning, I honor your presence right here on the love journey. I am that I am Janine and Ingram. I am a transformational life coach. a gift to the planet, an author of Born to Be Rich and newly book that will come forth, that I'm birthing, Awakening the Feminine Goddess, a vision board counselor and radio host, and I am the host of this show called The Love Journey. Good morning, family. Thank you, universe, for all my gifts and talents. But mostly thank you, family, for being a reflection of those gifts and talents. Thank you for being present of all the places you could have chose to be. You chose to be right here on the love journey to experience this one mind, one presence in this right now moment, family. And I just want us to take a few minutes to honor our own presence. To take a few minutes and just center our mind into divine love, loving the presence of ourselves. I remember in a time when we felt love, when love permeated every cell in our body. When love illuminated our heart. When love had its soul lit up and turned on. I want you to remember a time when you felt love. When love called your name. I want you to remember a time when love permeated every cell and pulsated from every part of your body. And it could have been for any reason. It could have been a powerful energy exchange between you and someone you love. Ooh. And maybe it was the birth of a newborn baby. Our heart expanding, holding new life, looking into the eyes and the face of a beautiful newborn baby, our heart expanding. You felt love. Maybe walking in the park, holding hands under a full moonlit night. Wow. A full moonlit night. Walking by a vast body of water. And looking up into the glow of the moon's love as you bask in the glow of the moon's love. And you felt loved by the universe. Oh, wow. Standing in the magnificence of the majesticness of the sun rising. And as you felt the warmth of the kiss of the sun on your face, you knew you were loved. In the majesticness of this universe. Wow. The beauty. As the union of the universe. And the sun. The sun's presence of reminding you that we are one in this love. Maybe it was the dawning of the sun, when the sun is releasing its presence and you looked up in the sky and it was the color of love. And the colors were emanating purples and reds and golds. And its majesticness took over your soul and you knew you were loved by the universe. or whatever had juice started up and soul turned on. I want you to bring that thought and that feeling into this right now moment. I want you to remember what it felt like to be loved, to give love and to know love. I want you to remember the power of love. You know, love is amazing. I just want you to bask in that energy of remembering the feeling of being loved. And as you remember the feeling of being loved, I want you to release the idea right now of anyone else in this picture. And I just want you to pour all of that love into you and being present with you only in this right now moment. I just want you to be present with me right now. And I want you to pour all of the love into you. Loving you. I want you to love you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I want you to love you today. Love you today. I want you to love you just because you are. Because you are a powerful manifestation of the Christ consciousness, of the one that is the one, of the creator of this universe, sometimes known as God. I want you to love you just because you are. Simply who you are. A beautiful divine being. And so in this right now moment, I want you to place your hand over your heart. And I want you to release the thoughts in your mind and move into your heart and simply give yourself permission to love you today. And so as you pull out your mirrors and you place your right hand over your heart, I want you to look into the depth of your soul, calling forth and speaking to the inner place and say to yourself, I give myself permission to love me today. I give myself permission to love me today. And I want you to be present with the heart right now and just tell yourself, I give myself permission to love me today. And I just want you to look in your eyes and say, thank you for the opportunity to love you today. Thank you for the opportunity to love you today. Wow. And I just want you to say, I deeply and fully love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. Let's say that together, family. I deeply and fully love and accept myself exactly as I am right now. And I want you to say, I deserve love. And I want you to look yourself in the eye and really mean, I deserve love. And I want you to say three times, I am love, I am love, I am love, I am love. Together, family, let's say, I am love. Let's do it. I am love. I am love. I am love, family. I am love. Oh, and as I remember, I am divine love and expression, family. I am divine love and expression. I am divine love and expression. And family, I want you to continue to look in your eyes. And I want you to say, good morning, love. Good morning, love. Good morning, love. I waited all night long just to say good morning to you, and you are what the world's been waiting for. The world is waiting to experience your greatness. You see, your greatness awaits. Family, we're going to do that again, but this time we're going to put our name on it.
I want to know your name.
Well, let's do it, family. Good morning, love.
Good morning, love.
Good morning, love. Oh, Janine, I've waited all night long just to say good morning to you. And yes, Janine, you are what the world's been waiting for. You see, Janine and Ingram, the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Janine, your greatness awaits. Come on, family, let's do it again with our name and say our name, our name, our name. I love you. And I want them to say, I love you. I really, really, really love you. And I want you to put your name with it. And I want you to put your name so powerful and passionate that you know that you know that you know that you mean it, that every cell in your body will come into agreement. Family, let's do it. Say your name, Janine. Janine and Ingram, ooh, I love you. I love you. I really, 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 really love you. Let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
Janine and Ingram, I love you. I really, 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 really love you. And last time, family, Janine, I love you. I love you. I love you. I really, 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 I really love you, Janine. I love me some you. I love you. Wow, I just want you to marinate in our love. Just marinate in the idea of loving you. Loving the gift that you are to the planet. Honoring the presence that you have been given as you, as an individualized expression of the Creator, who placed all of itself inside of you and said, let me send myself to the planet as each and every one of us. I want you to honor and marinate on the idea that you are God and goddesses. You are God. You are Goddess. And we thank you. So just meditate on that.
You know, the moment you realize you're not alone is your finest hour. When you can finally allow yourself to be seen as you truly are. That's what intimacy is to me. It's acceptance of yourself. I can tell you the truth about me, and you can tell me the truth about you, and we can still be cool. It's relationship, commitment. We're all in this thing together, you know? Life is about connecting, making room for your friends. It's making yourself vulnerable. Don't nobody want to do that. It separates the men from the boys. Intimacy. It's the art of loving, the act of giving and sharing and laughing. It's sensual and seductive, but you ain't got to seduce me. I'm already yours. At some point, you have to come to the understanding that you're an instrument of love. Can you dig it? I thought I knew all there was to know about it, you understand? but I've only been scratching the surface, y'all. Intimacy. I think I'm ready now.
Reminding you that you are the first representation of love in your life. You teach people how to show up in your space. You show people how to love you, family. So in this right now moment, I want you to love the very essence of who you are, and how you show up in the planet, because love is an inside job. Welcome to your love experience. Are you feeling love today? All right, let's turn it over to Queen Z so that we can sing a love song.
Peace, peace, my beautiful Queen Janine and Ingram. Peace and love to you. Thank you, my beautiful sister, for that amazing prayer. Thank you for the blessings that are pouring down upon us, blessing us with wealth and abundance, ooh, beyond anything we could ask or imagine. Thank you for that prayer, my sister. And for our love song, yes, 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 I am an instrument of love. Thank you, Kim, for that reminder. Oh, my God, I love, love, love hearing Kim first thing in the morning. Janine, thank you so much. Thank you for always reminding us that we are the instruments of love. And that loving up on ourselves just keeps that love growing and flowing, because it's all about love. And I look into my eyes and I see the very essence of the God goddess in me, and I just get excited. I just get turned on and turned up just to think of who I am. The very essence of my being is love. So thank you, Lady Love. Bless you, and we all, and I know I speak for everyone, love you so much. God morning, my beautiful family, Love Journey family, Blog Talk family. Welcome to another love experience. We're going to continue to love up on ourselves as we sing our amazing love song. I love myself so much so I can love you, so you can love you so much so you can keep on loving me. So I invite you to please unmute your phone, *6, and let's do it on the count of 3. Let's keep our hands over our hearts. And he invited us to do that as we read our love soak and look into our eyes and keep that vibration of love going on the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. I love myself so much, so much, so I can love you so much, so much. And you can love you so much, so much. So you can keep loving me, oh God. I love myself so much. So I can love you so much. Oh, yes. And you can love you so much. So you can keep loving me. I love myself so much. So I can love you so much. And you can love me so much. So you can keep loving me.
All right, then.
Oh, then it feels so good to just keep on loving up on ourselves. Family, keep loving yourself and keep that love flowing. Keep it growing, because it's all about love. Have a love-filled day. Back to you, my beautiful queen, Lady Love. Namaste and be blessed.
All right. Well, before we, well, it's so close to the hour, I guess I want to read this, and then we'll open up the lines and do some talking about maybe the sunrise service as I give thanks to so many things. But this was something that touched my heart.
call, and a person said to me, "You taught me how to love me." So as I read this to you, I wish I would have wrote this, because that's how powerful it was. And I want to say, I want to just take the information and own it myself and say that I wrote it, but then I wouldn't be true to you. But so in my fantasy, I wrote it, but I didn't really write it, family, not at all. But because we're one, I wrote it too. I'm just being silly. Somebody else wrote it. But it is so beautiful to me. And you'll see why it's beautiful to me when I read it to you. So I've been meditating for hours this morning, feeling my spiritual pulse and preparing to embody fully what I'm going to share this weekend. She said, "I'm sharing this conversation I had with myself." She said, "Now I know why I was born." She said, "I was born to know and to love myself." She said, "Self-love is my purpose, and my life's work is to demonstrate how a woman who is unapologetically in love with herself lives and do so without a veil." You see, I understand why I came as a black woman in America. I didn't come for my people. I didn't come for my bloodline, and I didn't even come for my mate. She said, "I'm not here for war or activism or global womb crisis." She said, "There's no one else attached to my destiny, because I'm here to harness all of my divine power to love myself. To love myself so well that it contributes to positive change in the world. And that change has to occur within before it ripples out. You see, I'm a cosmic being, and this is not my first run with life." She said, "I came for myself, the I am that I am, and I can't do anything for anyone else if I'm at war with myself." She said, now this is the thing I want you to hear. The greatest attack is self-neglect and self-degradation. I want you to hear that. The greatest attack is self-neglect and self-degradation. I want you to hear, your ignorance of who you are and your divine power impacts the world. She said, "I see way too many movements where the people are teaching things they are not living and are too broken to unite in a way that would change our experiences. We need to be less busyness, more authenticity, and more self-awareness. Get focused. You, whole and healthy, are the next movement." She said, being a black woman in America will stack the odds against you from the day of birth. Now, I want you to really hear this, any black women on the line. Being a black woman in America will stack the odds against you from the day of birth to hate yourself, martyr yourself, and I'm going to say that again, to martyr yourself, live life neglecting yourself, cater and accommodating a man who can't even provide the basics of life for you. Let me say that again. To cater and accommodate a man who can't even provide the basics of life for you and with you. But there's a power in me that whispers to me every day. And when the odds are stacked against you, redefine the odds. Because I really do love myself. And as I see black women worldwide stepping into self-love, they are sacrificing loyalty, toxic relationships, poverty consciousness, fear, unimpactful community movements, religion. There's so much that others feed off of a black woman's energy, all women's energy, truthfully. But, hunty, this is the time to elevate and to heal everything. This is the time for all women to sit on their thrones in their own lives and reign. I love you. She said, get your S-H-I-T together and stop being okay with mediocrity, poverty, unfulfilling relationships, empty bank accounts, living another year feeling clueless about your desires and destiny, because you were born to exercise your power. Find it and use it and take no prisoners, and do this for you and them. Show up in the world as a force to be reckoned with. And if an MF-er would dare to step in your throne, I can't say it enough. Heal everything. Wow. To me, that thing blew my mind, because how many of us are accepting unfulfilling relationships? How many of us are in self-degradation, self-hate? How many of us are in poverty consciousness, having empty bank accounts, living in mediocrity? I don't know. When you heal the heart, we talked about the courage to heal the heart yesterday. Because if you want to live the dream that Oprah was talking about, she didn't say she was living my dream, the dream. And I keep emphasizing the dream because the dream is bigger than my dream, because the dream is what gave purpose to your life. The dream gave purpose and birthed the presence of you. She said, I'm not living the dream because I'm special. I'm living the dream because I was obedient to the call. And let's talk about that part of it. What does it really mean to live obedient to the call? To live obedient to the call means to hear the heart. To hear the heart. To heal the heart and hear the heart. Because, see, the heart has the answers. The soul has goals that's been planted inside you for the reason that you came to the planet. And it's placed all inside of you. Time to live the dream. The dream is the bigger reason for your purpose. The dream is the bigger reason for why you came to the planet. Today, family, I know we're almost at the top of the hour or at the top of the hour already, but I just want you to really think about the conversation between yesterday and today about living in the heart. I get so many questions about living on purpose, but you are your purpose. Your purpose is the reason you came to the planet, and you cannot be out of purpose because your presence is your purpose. You see, I used to feel the same way. I used to did not understand what I was here for. And all now that I'm so clear, I always was doing what I do right now, just in a smaller, different way. I didn't do it with a platform. I just did it wherever I was, with whoever I was talking to. But I always was doing what I do right now, just not on a radio show. Now, I didn't talk much, but when somebody wanted to hear what I had to say and wanted to intensely have a one-on-one, I was a powerhouse in my mind. I don't know what other people say, but, you know, that's what I thought. But I wasn't doing it in this manner, but I was always living my purpose. I know what I came to the planet to do. And I've never been so clear. But it was all because I followed my heart. Not how much money I was going to make, but my heart. I followed my heart. I didn't know that one day I was going to do a sunrise service just by starting a prayer line that I thought I didn't even wasn't even worthy to do. They didn't think I knew the Bible. I didn't think I knew how to say what God wanted me to say in this manner. So when we see what this is, it wasn't my dream. It was the dream. Because if it was my way, I would have been rich, traveling the world, doing me and doing me and doing me, doing me. And not in this manner. I just wanted to have a lot of money and have fun with life. And it's still that way, but I'm just saying. So, family, I just want to remind you today that it's about living the dream that you were planted on earth to be. And remember, it takes courage to do it. It takes courage to transition from what we've been conditioned to believe and live that secure life to actually walking in a dream that's bigger than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. And so today, I want to thank, first I want to say thank Khadijah, and today is Khadijah Ali's birthday. So everybody, send some love to Khadijah Ali. Go to the Oath of Manifestation and say happy birthday to a powerhouse sister, a sister who's living and doing what she feels that she's been led to do. A sister who is a giving, loving heart to the planet. That's Khadijah Ali. Happy birthday, sister. May this day be blessed, and may you be blessed, and may you continue to feel the love. Also, I'm going to send some love out to our herbalist, Mark. Hey, good. Today is Mark's birthday as well. So everybody send love and light for our Mark. Hey, good. Today is his birthday. Go to Ancestral Medicinal and send some love on his Facebook page, too. That's Mark. Hey, good, family. Today is his birthday as well. Him and Khadijah share the same birthday. And as I move into a few gratitudes, I want to offer each and every one of you, thank you for assisting in having an amazing 8th annual sunrise service. Even though I'm going to start off with just saying thank you, and, you know, to Claudette and Joy for their ever-loving support for our beautiful Zakia, who send prayers and love, and Jackie, Rosa J, who come from all the way to Washington to be present. Nigel J. Brown, who is going back home right now. She's getting ready. She should be getting ready to be at the airport. We send safe travels to her, and KT for being the hostess with the mostest. Our beautiful, beautiful experience. I want to thank, oh, my God, I cannot even thank Judge, who came all the way from Texas, who said, I want to make this a part of my every year experience. Janine, it was so amazing that I would be back again next year, and I definitely will be every odd year, and I'm going to see how many even years I can come, because that's when we do our family reunion. I want to send some love out to King and Arlene. King did a phenomenal job. Came all the way from Baltimore. Thank you, Arlene. Thank you, King. Linda and Manetti. Her husband, Raheem, who gave me another way to think about praying, to turn to the sun and to feel the warmth of the sun on my face as he spoke the words of the ancient tongue, was powerful. And all I could think was, wow, the sun is kissing my face, and I feel so loved. So I send lots of love to Raheem, a brother who God has really planted into the earth to bring so much creativity. He's a powerhouse, and I pray that he knows how powerful he is. I pray that he would even grow and be even more mighty in the land. He has a powerhouse wife. I thank her for her love, her concern, her support of everything that the love journey does. Manetti, I love you. If you're on the line this morning, I love you, I love you, I love you. Daniel, who didn't make it this year, Rosen and Daniel have a special place in my heart. And I just want to stop right here and just thank Monica. I can't tell you. Monica got up on Saturday after working 5 days, getting up early in the morning, driving those big old trucks, and I know she be tired. I know it. But she came and drove me all day on Saturday. Absolutely. All day on Saturday. I mean, everywhere I had to go. She wouldn't hardly let me pick up nothing. I'm like, girl, come on now. It's just me and you. We both going to pick up this stuff. She like, no, no, no. And she just served me and assisted me. And I just want to stop and say thank you, Monica. And then she said, here, I know you don't got, you need a van. She went and got her van that she let her brother use, brought it over here. We packed it up and was ready to bring it. So, and then when I looked up, she was there about 4:30 in the morning, ready to unpack the van and come and help. I was like, wow. That just meant the world to my heart. Thank you so much, Monica. It was so amazing to the love and the support that came. And Miss Lovey, I thank her and Pat. And I just can't even thank Nicole Wheatley, who I love profusely and dearly, because she really is the one who pushed and pushed and pushed. Her and Myra Neal pushed me until I went on and said yes, even though my heart was telling me I need to do it. I couldn't fathom in my mind that I would be the one to be praying every morning and doing a prayer line. I just never fathomed that, not Janine. And so I thank them for seeing in me what I didn't even see in myself. And so this year was really an amazing year of different proportions in many ways. And I just really want to honor Ms. Ebony Ingram. I've watched her grow and grow and grow. Ebony happens to be my daughter, but I watched her grow into a business owner, a dancer, a choreographer. And I watched her, you know, she set and budgeted her money out to make sure she could feed all the dancers she brung, make sure they got back. I was just literally in tears watching her manage how she was going to take care of all the dancers that she brought to Chicago. And to see her and Asia come alive on the stage, and to watch the piece, Strange Fruit. It was just, I just tell you, it was so many beautiful facets of the Sunrise Service. You know, again, King came out, and I tell you, he is a powerhouse. So I want to thank Arlene again for sharing King with the Love Journey. And I just want to open the lines because I know it's at the top of the hour. I really didn't want to do the message because it was going to take longer than the 20 minutes we had. But if anybody want to share their thoughts, Rosa and Claudette and Naja and all y'all, Claudette came with an open heart, ready to do whatever it took to make it all happen. Enjoy. I don't know, I could just repeat it over and over again. And if I left anybody out, trust me, trust you meant the world to me as well. But there's some things that I do think I could do differently, and some things that I learned this year is about getting the message and being clear on the message and getting it out. You know, the part that I really wanted to do that I didn't do because I felt like time was running, people was time, and I was being in my head, and that's the part that I learned. That no matter what, it's about the healing message. And so that's the one thing that I learned. I will never leave the Sunrise Service without doing the part that's most important to me. And that's what I did this year. I left out the part that was the most important portion of it to me. Even though I felt it was good and phenomenal, I won't do that again. Because I felt like that was the part of the message that was most important. But you live and you learn. Every year you do things better. I tell you, I even got so many compliments on the programs this year. That was amazing that I was just looking at the program last night going, wow, you are beautiful. All right, so let's open up the lines. Anybody got any comments, concerns, any thoughts about what I read, any thoughts about the sunrise, any thoughts about anything that they want to share? You are more than welcome to share it today.
Good morning.
God, I am doing
it God's way each and every day, and that's what you do, sister. It was amazing. You know, I've been high since I got to Chicago on a spiritual high, and the you know, Claudette has been.
Ain't she?
Oh, girl.
Ain't she the bomb.com, baby?
I have stayed at her house since I got here, and I'm telling you, in ease and elegance, we just work together like we've always been together. I'm like, she has been more than enough. I'm going to miss her when I go home. I didn't have to worry about a thing. You know, we ate, we cooked, we had a great time, and I'm looking forward to even more because I'm still here. And I will be here until next Wednesday. Yeah, we're going on the L today after I massage and make her feel like the queen she is. And I am so looking forward to sharing that. Everybody was just awesome. Awesome. You know, I got sick.
You know what? Let me just say this one thing. I do want to honor Claudette, too, before you move away from that. Claudette, thank you, thank you, thank you for every year your volunteer, your service, the gift that you bring every year. Every year, from the time that I met you, every year, without clockwork. And Pam and Kim too. I didn't say Pam and Kim, but Pam is new to the prayer line, and she was there early with her friend. I don't know if it's her husband, her man, because I don't really know her that way. But whoever she brought with her, he was like, whatever I can do. And I just want to say thank you, Pam, I love you too.
Go ahead. Well, I'm sorry. I just remembered that.
It's all right, because that's what it's about. You know, it's always like I always say this. I want my friends to meet my friends. I'm looking forward to bringing like a bus. Somebody drive up here, or all of us get on a plane, get the early ticket, where it costs you $99 round trip. You know, start looking for your Start looking for your ticket in January and February, because you know it's going to be the first weekend of August all the time, the first Sunday. So look for your ticket early and get there. You know, get here. I mean, it is an amazing experience to share the love in this community. Because I was there, we were there early. I mean, the sun hadn't even come up. We were in the Uber. And people were just running, loads of cars coming into that parking lot just to be at the Love Journey. And everybody putting in a hand, carrying stuff, and folks hugging and kissing and Monica walking up to me and saying, Monica, and I'm like, yes, you know, it was just amazing. You know,
t-shirt.
Oh yeah, and the t-shirts, love sure, and are amazing. I thank you, Janine, for just the effort. You know, when you start thinking about doing this whole process in the event. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of cash. It takes a lot of synchronicity. And it takes a lot of prayer and a team to do this. Because not everybody, you know, it's a lot can be done if everybody gives a little. You know, whatever it is. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing the CD. I'm praying that the CD is finished by the time I get ready to leave in a week from here. But if it's not, that's all right, too. You know, you did an amazing job, as usual. Your team in Chicago is just awesome. Enjoy. Her presentation was off the chain. I'm looking forward to getting a CD of that so that I can show my friends and family when I have my birthday party at my new house on September 2nd. So if you're in Washington, D.C., come to my party at my house to celebrate and reconnect. Those people who didn't get to come in the East Coast, I will have the CDs and we can watch it and have a good time on September 2nd. So call me if you're in the East Coast. Janine, I can't even tell you what a blessing you are to so many people.
Yes.
You know,
and
your team,
yes.
Oh, my God, your team is awesome. They are truly God-walking, truly. And it ain't hard because it's done in love. God, thank you again. Looking forward to seeing you once face-to-face sometime before this weekend ends. And God bless you and everybody who assists. Because without you guys, it would never have happened in ease and elegance. And it did. There was nothing that was out of place. There was nothing that was missing. It just worked just like God wanted it to. From the time that 4 o'clock bell rang and everybody started coming out at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Folks were showing up. Come on now.
You still talking? Give me this song. Good morning, Journey Family. I'm doing laundry, making coffee, or over talking and thinking, y'all. But yes, it is a beautiful day to just be in the family of people who make
things happen in God's way. And the whole weekend is just marvelous. I think about the closure, supposedly, of Rochelle's that evening. And here we are, and somebody screamed, "We've been up 21 hours. I'm like, "Lord, I got to go home." But it had been a great 21 hours with plenty, plenty love. So next year, those of you who are not here this year, I'm looking for you. God bless. I'm complete.
Thank you, Claudette. Thank you, Claudette. Thank you again for all your support and even offering to go and support Rochelle in, you know, this year. She's been experiencing a lot of things in her life that's different this year. So thank you for your love and support and even offering to support her through where she is in herself right now.
She's a beautiful, beautiful person that opens her heart, her home to us. You don't find a lot of people that good, and I'm just grateful to know her. We send love and healing to her as she goes through a process where she is up running and walking all by herself again.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, family. And so I just want to thank you all for, and all well, yes, and sending some love out to our very own Joyce C. Miss Black Pearl, who rocked the stage. And I just want to send some love to Ashada Kirkland. I mean, you know, she is in a powerhouse in her own right. Girl, I just have to give some love to her. I watched her go over and get the guy who was sitting on his car who came over there. Because, you know, this year it was interesting because this has never happened. We were getting ready and for the sunrise, and all of a sudden, four cars of young people pull up and listening to their bop, bop, bop music, and it was an interesting thought process, you know, and just everybody, so I just walked over and told them, you know, "Hey, babes, you know, we're doing this, this, and that over here, and I would just wonder if, you know, we wouldn't compete with our music. You know, I don't want to disturb your process, but I'm going to ask if you don't disturb our process." And I said, "I love y'all, you know, please," you know, and they were so kind, you know, because, you know, sometimes you can meet people in a different space, but they were really, really kind. End up having them come over and be a part of the love journey. And it was interesting when I told them what we were getting ready to do. They said, because the guy said he didn't know why he felt led to get off on that street and just come and be a part of the beach. And it turns out he's a music producer, and actually I started meeting with him today. And he said he never, ever experienced anything like that. He said it touched his heart and changed his life of how he wanted to think about healing and forgiveness. Family, as a whole, we're doing the work. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Monica. I've been holding back not to start it, but I love you to the moon. Everything was beautiful from the beginning to the end. I mean, I look forward to the day before, even when we were out, just excited about the whole process and the outcome of how the sunrise service went through from the dancing with the ladies. I say ladies now because I remember when they were little girls with my girls, Diamond, Ebony, and Asia, in the whole crew, their friends. It was, I'm sorry about my background, I'm at work, and you looked amazing. Nicole looked amazing. Standing next to Rosa and Claudette and Lovey over there with the fruit. And everything just was perfect. And I love you. Can't wait till next year. Let's do it again. Right. Once a month.
Oh, okay. This guy walked up and said, oh, you got to do this again. We can't wait till next year. This is my first year being here, but we can't wait till next year. He said, and I love the way you bring in all the different understandings of how people see the Creator. And we got to do it again so I can invite more people. I want to bring a busload. I say, just bring them next year on the 9th annual Sunrise, okay? He was like, you, Monica. He was like, can we do it again? Mm-hmm. Monica, I love you and I appreciate you so much. You were awesome support. I promise you. Just don't even
know. Stop it. That's enough. But no, it was amazing. I don't know what else to say except wait until the video comes out to, you know, continue to see it as many times as you like.
All right.
Okay, take care, love.
Thank you. Have a good day. I know you're at work. Have a great day. Thank you again so much. I just want to honor the sun, too, y'all. Did y'all see how beautiful the sky formation, the cloud, how they formed? And last year, the clouds looked like they were in an angelic position, you know, like you could see the wingspan of an angel. This year, it was, like, just different but beautiful. And the sun looked like it had, some of the pictures looked like they had fire, like the sun was just fire. It was, I just tell you, that sky is amazing. Every year at the Sunrise Service. Again, family, I just want to thank you. All right. Well, if anybody has any questions, comments, or concerns, I just want to let you know I appreciated you. I appreciate, even if you weren't there, I know that you sent love and prayers. I know that your presence would have been there if you could. So thank you, family, for being present, even if it was just through your prayers, sending love. And those who sent gifts and monetary gifts, thank you, because your gift helped us put this thing into a place that only money can do. So thank you so much for assisting me in helping to bring the gift of the Sunrise Service family. And that's what I wanted to end it with today, just being in gratitude for our 8th annual Sunrise Service. I want you to start thinking about the 9th, but what I really want you all to think about is the 10th. We're going to rock it out. The 10th annual Sunrise Service, I want everybody who used to be, who is, and ever been a part of the love journey, I want everybody there on the 10th. So I want you to put it on your calendars. Be intentional. The 10th annual Sunrise Service is going to be my baby. All of them are my baby, but, you know, it's just going to be something special about celebrating 10 years of a prayer line, a love experience, a Sunrise Service, and people who've been a part of my life for all those years. You've seen me go through my mom releasing from the planet. You've seen me go through my ups and downs, changes and turnarounds, my growth, my good, my not so as good as it should have been kind of experiences. And that's just so awesome to have a family and a community that you can experience that with. And so I say all the time, it's because of you that I am. And so I want to give you love and support in a way that I can love and support you today. And I want to do it with so much gratitude. And family, as we grow, as I grow, I want to see that each one of us, especially the indigenous of the love journey, I want us, because we're the indigenous, because we're going to grow bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, I feel it and I know it. And whatever that looks like, I always want to remember the indigenous, the beginning, those who were there when I didn't know how to do nothing I'm doing today, when I didn't even know that I didn't even know that I had the ability to do it. You all believed in me. And even when I couldn't believe in myself, your wind beneath my wings gave me the power and the opportunity to be who I am today. You know, it was so good to see. And I caught, you know, the title, you know, Phoenix title, Zandra. I love Zandra. It was so, and she came to spend some time with me at Rochelle's. I just appreciate her presence being there, her love, her support. Her daughter has grown to be so beautiful and amazing.
oh, my God, she has really grown. And she has another sister that was there, her baby. And I just love that family. I love her mom. I love their family. I love who they are. And I love the gift that they are to our love journey. Carla LeVeau, Hawkins, her and her family. It's just, it's so beautiful to see families, you know, to come. Paul Reddick and Claudette interacting together. Joyce, she had her friend, her man, her guy. She had her brother. She had her daughter on stage. It, you know, that's what I love about the love journey. It's a family affair. Vanetti there with her grandchildren and her husband was on stage. And I just, his prayer was so calming and so peaceful. Just, I don't know, family. It's family. We are family. Myra had her grandson, her daughter, her goddaughter. I'm just telling you, it's just amazing to eat and dine and be a part of this experience. Community. I don't know how we do it without community. I don't know how I did it without community. But it's a different experience when you're a part of a community, a part of resources that you can pick up the phone and I can say, now I was just talking to a lady yesterday, Asada, and we were talking, and I told her how much I paid for my insurance. She said, girl, you need to call Linda and see how much they pay because I pay way less than that and get that insurance company. I said, I've got to call Linda because I'm so paying too much for my insurance, for liability insurance, for a one-time event. I pay almost $1,000, $998 every year. What she's paying and what I'm paying is considerably different. And she said she got that resource from Linda. And I was thinking to myself, wow, Linda is in my community and how I have not really used the resources of, you know, just having that conversation. So even just having a conversation with Asada last night made me think about how we utilize our resources in our community. And I mean a community of the love journey. We have a stylist who I know that as she builds her business, it's going to be bigger and better. But I'm like, I need to use her as an opportunity to showcase her business, you know, to utilize the people that are in our own community to help us build each other. And that's what community is about. Because when we went to the water to do the water blessing at the end, when we went to the water, when we climbed up the rocks, what was making me really think about community and building community is how if you were standing on top of the rocks, then you took your hand, because some people were able to, you know, move up the rocks with a little bit more ease and elegance than others. But those who were able, agile enough to really move up the rocks, we took hands of others to help pull them up the rocks. And to see others come up, first they pull themselves up and then they help pull the next person up, that was just a community building process that in my mind, I was like, I wish I would have videotaped it to really show what it looks like when a community is not symbolically pulling each other up, but also pulling each other up, knowing that their businesses or knowing a resource that can help save you money. We got to come together and utilize each other's resources and say, you know, this, I know I'm spending a lot less than what you're spending. Yes, or maybe even come to a conglomerate where we'll say, okay, there's 10 businesses and we're using this one insurance company and they all give us a break because 10 of us are using it from the same collaboration. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, that's a whole other conversation for a whole other day, but I just wanted to say thank you, family. Thank you, and more thank you. I could not do this without you. I could not have done it without you. And I can't continue without you. So it's because of you that I am. And from the bottom of my heart and the profoundness of my soul, I honor and I give thanks for each one of you to play a special role in my heart. Thank you, family. Thank you, family. Thank you, family. All right, we're going to get ready and release the call. Does anybody have any comments, concerns, anything they want to share before we leave? I know that GABC is going to be having a renaissance, 79th Street Renaissance, so I'm not sure the date, but I'm going to get that date, and I want to put that on our calendar because that GABC 79th Street Renaissance event, you don't want to miss. I tell you, it's an amazing experience. get the dates for that so we can make sure I keep put that on our calendar. I want to remind you, if anybody interested in getting a copy of the DVD from this year or any year, you do want to contact Joy and make sure you contact Joy, even if you just want the one with the testimonies on it. You can get that too. So, together, family, if you want this DVD from any year, even including this year coming up or any past year, you will want to contact Joy at 773-885-1885. I think that's her number. You know, I'm always going off my memory. That's the one thing that I got to stop doing, y'all, huh? I got to write stuff down, but that's my next goal. But, yeah, that's Joy, 773-885-1885. That's Joy Sigaramza. You want to contact her to get the DVDs, family. And if you're interested in any DVDs from the Emancipation Proclamation, because the prelude to the Joy, to the Love Sunrise, the Love Journey Sunrise, it was really powerful. It was, she did an amazing job. It might have been one of my favorite ones where she really spoke, because she really put some stuff together. I mean, she really connected the dots on this Emancipation Proclamation and how it connected to the Constitution and how we play a role in it and how it was always a divine document. And I'm telling you, she connected the dots. And her and Claudette do an amazing job together creating and manifesting and bringing forth a powerful event. So if you're interested in getting any of those DVDs, you can also contact Joy for that because she has all of the DVDs. And if you want to listen to the Oath of Manifestation today, Khadijah and friends, and go on that line today and remind Khadijah she is important to the planet, because today is her birthday. Today is her birthday. Today is her Earth Day. Today is Mark Haygood's Earth Day. Most of us know Mark. And if you got Mark's number or you want to go on Facebook, make sure you let Mark know that we appreciate his presence on the planet. All right. Don't forget to let him know we appreciate his blessings on the planet of bringing us to Earth. And I guess I have to finally believe I'm starting to see more of it on the, I mean, because this is not the first time I heard Dr. Sabi had passed away, but I've seen it on Queen of Fours and quite a few people, so I guess it must be true because I know Queen of Four is friends with Dr. Sabi. Her and Dr. Sabi, you know, did some things in the past together, and so I'm sure she wouldn't be spreading some information that wasn't true. So I send line up to the legacy of Dr. Sabi. And then those who don't know who Dr. Sabi is, I'd like to let you know he was really about clean living, clean eating, and reminding us that there's nothing in the planet that can't be healed through herbs and right eating and right thinking. So Dr. Sabi, we send love to you. He has been known to cure AIDS, cure cancer, cure what they call incurable diseases. And he reminded us that there's nothing impossible because the universe always has a cure for everything. So the answer to the cure is in us, and we always have to know that. And that was kind of his legacy. So I want to remind you all today, it's an inside job, all of it. And so as we send light and love to Dr. Sabi, his legacy, and to his family, we send love and our condolences to them today. All right. You know, I think I got on. Don't forget to tune in each and every day to Meditate Till You Levitate with Miss Rosa J. Rosa J doing it God's way each and every day. All right, family. Go on and make sure you tune in to Claudette Reddix. Go to her Facebook page. She got a new Facebook page where she's doing her stuff. Ladies, she's doing some amazing stuff with her book club. So make sure you go to Claudette Reddick. Make sure you go to Cited Enterprises. Like the page. Love the page. And send some love to her. All right. Family, that's it. That's all. I just want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Because love is a beautiful thing. But love is really the only choice. I want to remind you not to just dream, but to live your God-sized dream. I want you to live the dream. The dream, family. And I want you to remember that you can do it, family. By keeping your head to the sky. Earth, wind, and fire, family. Keep your head to the sky. Have a good day as you keep your head to the sky.
To the Have a phenomenal day. Love you, family. Love you, family. Love you. And keep your head to the sky.